Ian and I understand each other very well. I respect him very much, and I would very much like to see him being honoured by his native town for what he has managed to do for it. I can't speak too highly of what he's done for the Wick Heritage Centre. It's Ian's creation, there's just no doubt about that. He has been the inspiration behind everything that's been done. The amount of sheer hard work that he's put into that development will just never, ever be appreciated properly. There's nobody else who has anything like his range of abilities that I know.
Ian's a fellow whose heart is very much given over to Wick. I recall him answering questions after a lecture in Thurso, and a questioner stood up and asked him something that was pertinent only to the town of Thurso, and Ian replied gravely, "Boy, I'm only interested in what happens in Wick."
Once upon a time, Ian said, "My life ends at the 30-mile limit sign out of Wick." Now, you could classify that as Ian is a parochial man. He is only concerned about Wick. But he's not. He lectures all over the place. He is, I think, down just now in Macduff, bringing out a book, hopefully, I think, of photographs of Henry Industry, presumably. But he is a man who loves his town, who loves his tradition, possibly hates what's happening to the modern world, but there is something that has got to be preserved, I personally believe, and I think that Ian probably believes too, that you live now, you learn from the past, and try and forge a future, but past, present and future are intertwined.